Well, Maurice Jones-Drew will be held out again today. We just need to get that swelling down. It's still evident that it's there, so the trainers are working on that. We'll see what he can do tomorrow, but it's really up in the air for his the game status. Alan Ball will not practice today. His groin is still tight for him. Mike Brown, Mercedes are going to practice in limited capacity. So you'll probably see him. They'll do some individual work, see how it goes in individual, and then get him back to the return-to-play protocol. Blaine Gabbert practiced a little bit yesterday, threw the ball pretty well. We're going to tone back some of his reps today. So, we just want to be smart with him. As far as him being the active quarterback or the number two quarterback in this situation, highly, highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. We'll see how the rest of the days go, but we're not counting on that. So we'll have a better idea on some of these guys' availability, as always, after today's practice.
Maurice not looking good now?
Well, he still has that swelling, and it still bothers him. You know, when he goes up on his balls of his feet, he can still feel there's a little bit of an issue there. So we just got to get that swelling out of there. And it came up, and we saw it swell up quite a bit on Monday, and it's gone down, but it's still there.
Concerned now?
Well, we got Todman and D-Rob, and those guys will have to, come into his place if that should occur. And what we have to do is maybe jockey special teams around a little bit as far as returners and things like that.
Who would start in his place?
Todman.
Okay, where does Forsett fit in that mix now?
Well, Justin will be, he'll see quite a bit of action too, as far as third down situations, and you'll see him sporadically through there.
If the swelling comes down, how much of a concern is the tendon strain part? I mean, could he play on that?
Yeah, I think it's more pain tolerance, but I think the swelling is what's causing the pain. So if we can get that out of there, we'll have a better idea where he's at.
Did Alan Ball make it worse by playing?
Well, it was sore for him during the week, and then on Sunday he went out there and really ran pretty well. And then we knew he was going to have some soreness after the game, but just to the degree, he's feeling it. Now, there's still a chance for him, but, I know he's pretty sore, and it's kind of working its way up a little bit.
Where if he can't be 100%, he won't go, or
we'll see. We'll see how he's where he's at. We'd like to have him be 100%, so he'd have to make some improvement between now and then, obviously.
Yesterday in the locker room, Luke was pretty hard on himself, saying he's made more mental errors than he'd hoped to. Obviously, doesn't want to make any, but
right.
Is he just being hard on himself, or is there some?
Well, I think there's a combination. It's good that he's like that. He's a perfectionist, and he wants it all to come as fast as possible. And so do we. That's his challenge. And, some of the things that are under his control, I'm sure that's what he's talking about. So I think he'll make improvement. He has every week with us. And, but it's a good challenge for him.
What's Blaine doing well that might give you some hope for the following week against Indy?
Well, he did throw the ball well. We removed some of the stitches. It looks really good when you look at it. He went out there and threw the ball, and it felt pretty good. I'm sure he's got some soreness in there. So that's why we're holding him back a little bit more. He'll still, in his mind, I think, he might throw some individual and then maybe a few 7-on-7s, just not as many reps as he had yesterday.
Cyprian got a little better last week, it seemed like. Kind of had his legs underneath him a little more, just his progress.
Yeah, I think he's getting a better understanding of the defense. And when you see a guy flying around like he is, he's understanding his responsibilities better and better. So, but, still a learning deal for him. And we understand that. But the plays that he's making are great to see. Great to see. He's made some splash plays.
You know Sherman really well, and you obviously know Cecil well. From a fan perspective, that looks like a good matchup.
Yeah. Well, both extremely competitive, and Cecil is extremely competitive individual. So I know he's, he wants to concentrate on what he needs to do within our scheme. But there's probably a part of him that knows that, this is a good place for him to showcase some of his talents.
Pick up Fleming this week. Chance to play?
Yeah, chance to play. Especially if Alan Ball's down, then Fleming would be, could possibly be like our third corner, depending on if we had something take place within the game. His speed, very competitive. A third-round pick out of Oklahoma, 4.4 speed. So, and he's strong. He's strong at the point. Now it's just how fast can we get him caught up on our techniques.
Outside guy?
Yeah, outside guy. He has played some nickel, but we're training him as an outside guy for now.
You don't see a 19-point spread in this league very much. Is that something that you take up with the team or at all?
We never even mentioned it. Never even mention it with our guys. If that's what it is, that's for those people to think about. For us, it's, to go out there and compete and do what we do.
Did just got some gifts out there?
Yeah, D'Lo, has done some great things for this university, and in the past has given quite a bit back, and they recognized him, and did some things for him on their bowl game last year, so the AD wanted to recognize it, and it was great for our team to see.